We'll begin this practice today with just a little bit of mindfulness practice. So taking those dignified, courageous postures we were practicing with earlier. And even allow yourself to exaggerate it a little bit, like really roll those shoulders up, back and down, and let your chest elevate and the heart area open. You don't want to get stiff about it, but just really feel that opening through the chest when we sit really upright. Letting the posture speak to us of our inherent human dignity and the courage that we all have by virtue of being here and carrying on with our lives. And connecting with the breathing if you haven't yet, and just resting the attention in the breath, lightly, softly, simply breathing in and breathing out. And we're about to go into a guided daydream. Remembering with the guided daydream that while I'll give you pointers about what to imagine, this is your daydream for you to create. Letting it contain what you need it to contain. It helps with guided visualizations, daydreams, to use all your senses, not just what you'd see, but also what you might hear, smell, what you might even taste, and definitely what you would touch and feel inside your body. The richer you make the daydream, the more likely you are to stay awake for it as well. If you are at all struggling with wakefulness, let your eyes open a little bit and let in some light, or even stand at some point or throughout the whole thing. So imagining now that you are hiking alone in a hilly or a slightly mountainous area, nothing dangerous, but just, you know, a beautiful landscape. And you find a path that seems to wind up the mountainside. Place yourself on the path. It may appear to be a well-trod path. It may be a little rough. Whatever comes up for you. It will have some unexpected twists and turns and some precipices along the way. And you notice these, you see them, but you feel determined to keep going. Noticing the sights and sounds, what you smell, the plants, the animals, the sky, the sun. Perhaps there are some lakes. It's a bit of a sweat to get up this hill, mountain. times you may feel a little uncertain. And you determine to keep putting one foot in front of the other and get to the top. And so making your way to the top of this hill, this small mountain. And when you get to the top, take in the vista. What is the vista that you see? A valley below, maybe lakes, maybe rocks, trees, towns possibly, sky. Really take in your vista, all the components of the vista. This is your view. As you're taking in the view, you begin to hear some voices, several voices, children's voices, and then you can hear them running up the path, and they run by you, many, many little children. And amongst these little children is a wise person. You somehow know this. And you somehow know that this wise person is here for you. And you begin to approach him or her. And so taking in this wise person, it may be someone you actually know or someone you've never met before. Completely novel. Or maybe it's like a character from a book or a movie, play, or just somehow your image of embodied wisdom. See the wise person in lots of detail. See your mentor clearly. And as you feel able, choose a name for him or her. And introduce yourself. You have a feeling, got a good hunch, that this mentor has some answers to your questions. So allow yourself over the next few moments to ask a number of deeply important questions to you. Questions about yourself, your life, your dream path, your purpose, your bliss. Listening deeply to whatever the mentor says, whether their direct responses or more questions. So taking a few moments for this. Asking and listening. And now ask your mentor, what are your greatest obstacles? What are the obstacles in the way of you living your path? See if you can come up with at least three from that place of deep wisdom and compassion that the mentor embodies. Remembering that all obstacles are opportunities. You can hear this. And your mentor then says, and by the way, here are your greatest strengths that will aid you in fulfilling your path. What does he or she say? What are your greatest strengths? What does the embodiment of wisdom and compassion say are your greatest strengths? At least three. Don't be shy. And really letting these strengths sink in, the truth of them. We're all endowed with strengths, with gifts, no matter who we are. And these are yours. You have a sense that it's time to say adios to your mentor. The children have come running back. They're noisy. And so thanking your mentor for his or her words of wisdom and kindness. And your mentor reminds you that you can call upon him or her anytime. Always available. And you know this is true because you have created the mentor. The mentor is a projection of you. It is of your mind. And thanking your mentor, and the mentor moves off, away from the mountain hilltop. You watch him go, the children depart with him or her. And you take in the vista again. Maybe it looks a little different. Maybe it's more vivid. Maybe it's changed. Remembering too that your vista is also always with you. And you make your way now down from the hilltop. Retracing your steps down the path. So take a few moments for that. Feel the earth under your feet, your body moving. And take yourself down to the bottom of the hill where you began. and resting again in a sense of breath and body. And feeling that courage and that dignity and heart fullness through the chest area.